Oregon Congressman Wes Cooley has been indicted on charges that he lied about his war record in official voter education pamphlets. Each count against Cooley could carry a punishment of up to 5 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. The congressman, who was one of the Republican freshman class of 94, gave up his reelection bid this year because of his legal troubles. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
A 7-member grand jury issued indictments against Cooley, charging that he lied to voters about his war record in two 1994 state voters' pamphlets. Marla Ray with the state attorney general's office says the indictments accuse Cooley of felony violations of election laws.
Count one alleges that Mr. Cooley in March 1994 unlawfully and knowingly made a false statement concerning his occupational background by saying Army Special Forces Korea in the state voters pamphlet.
Count two alleges the same violation in the general election voters pamphlet. Cooley did not return phone calls for this report. The 64-year-old Cooley has claimed publicly that he fought in the Korean War, but his military records reportedly contain no evidence that he served in Korea and show he did not finish basic training until after the war ended. Cooley has said papers proving his war record were destroyed in a fire. However, former Army buddies and Cooley's ex-wife have disputed his claims. The indictment means that Cooley will stand trial on charges that he violated Oregon election laws. Larry Sabato, professor of government at the University of Virginia, tracks congressional scandals like the Cooley case. He says Oregon has some of the strictest election laws in the country, which he says has led to a tradition of purist politics.
This will be a surprise, though, to people outside of Oregon, because most people, most Americans, simply assume that politicians are liars. To actually have one indicted for lying is an unusual situation.
In a separate case, federal investigators are looking into whether Cooley's wife improperly received veterans' widows' benefits from a previous marriage. Federal law prohibits war widows from receiving checks after they remarry. Cooley's legal and political troubles led Republican leaders in Oregon and on Capitol Hill to place considerable pressure on him to give up his reelection bid. After months of political wrangling, Cooley announced his retirement. His predecessor has since become his successor. Republican Bob Smith served 12 years in the House before retiring. He virtually anointed Cooley to the post in 1994. Smith was elected to replace Cooley last month. Wes Cooley's trial, which will likely start after he leaves office, will be the final chapter in what has been a long political drama in Oregon politics. For National Public Radio, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.